Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. For years, for decades, almost for a century, we have been telling you that America will fall and Europe will rise. And of course, since we have been saying it so many times, people don't believe it anymore, not just only because we have been saying it, but the events which are taking place right now should make us all think and realize how close we are to this prophetic fulfillment of what the Bible says is going to happen in these last days. First, let me read to you from an article by the Wall Street Journal, dated September 30, talking about America's downfall. It says, "The White House should be feeling alarm. It hasn't been a good summer for the president, and it isn't looking to be a good fall. The manner and timing of the withdrawal from Afghanistan was a catastrophe that left Americans infuriated and ashamed. The president's statements and interviews in the aftermath were highly unsuccessful. The whole thing was a botch from beginning to end, and it will stick in history. The White House pandemic response has been uneven to the point of baffling. Inflation rises and immigration is not a problem, but a crisis. What the crisis requires, at a bare minimum, is a sense of urgency, of something being done. There is no such sense." Breitbart added on October 1, "Polling shows that a majority of voters know that Biden lied about Afghanistan and now want him to resign over that fiasco. A majority of voters want him to resign. Of course, he's not going to resign. But it shows how his approval rate is really going downhill until it will hit rock bottom." The Hill wrote on September 28, when addressing President Biden's recent speech at the United Nations, that the world isn't listening to Biden anymore and they are wondering why. They said, "Had Biden with some humility acknowledged past mistakes, both recent and more distant, and proposed a bold change of course credibly aimed at rectifying errors, the applause he heard might have been sincere and even hopeful. Instead, a wandering audience and a worried world heard a speech that seemed to come out of a time warp, in which it was still 1991 and not 2021. The fading notes of an uncertain trumpet echoing a world gone by." The fading notes of an uncertain trumpet. The Bible tells us that if a trumpet doesn't give a certain sound, nobody will prepare for the future. The article goes on to say, "Unsurprisingly, people are disinclined to listen when the words they hear are simply no longer believable." The point is, the world doesn't believe Joe Biden any longer, and that is why they don't listen to him any longer. The New York Post published an article on September 25, which is mind-boggling and received virtually no coverage at all in the United States. They wrote, "Last week, Greece announced it would be sending U.S.-made Patriot anti-missile batteries and soldiers to man them to Saudi Arabia to replace U.S.-manned Patriots the Biden administration withdrew in April. It was a momentous development in the rapidly changing geopolitical environment of the Middle East and received zero coverage in the corporate media in the United States. Zero. When Greece steps up to fill the vacuum left by a U.S. pullout, it gives you a measure of just how far the United States has retreated from the world stage over the past 9 months, meaning when Biden came to power, occupying the White House. The article goes on to say this is not the Greece of Alexander the Great, but that is today's Greece, nearly bankrupt. Just a few years ago, Greece has now replaced the United States as defender of the world's largest oil producer. You hear those statements and those facts. Can you really doubt that America is in decline? Now, the Deutsche Welle magazine doesn't doubt that at all. They wrote on September 11, Biden has made clear that U.S. foreign policy should serve only U.S. interests. U.S. military involvement will be scaled down even more. 20 years after the terrorist attacks, the collapsing towers of the World Trade Center symbolize the disappearance of the world's global policeman. Now, who's going to fill the vacuum? Some say it's going to be Russia or China. But the Bible says something quite differently. It talks about the United States of Europe. And I am talking about a very powerful military unification. Now, people don't believe that. But notice what has been reported now on September 23 by Breitbart. French President Emmanuel Macron is willing to trade control of France's permanent seat on the United Nations Security Council to Brussels in exchange for European Union member states backing his plan to forge an EU army. Macron, who at the start of his presidency declared that he wished to govern like the Roman god Jupiter, is said to become the European Union's most powerful, influential leader, with Chancellor Angela Merkel set to step down. Part of his strategy will be to push for the creation of a centrally controlled European army with France at the helm, in the wake of President Biden's bungled withdrawal from Afghanistan and the defense pact signed by the United States, the United Kingdom, Australia, which of course left France in the cold. The Morning Star added on September 28. Emmanuel Macron raised the prospect of a European army today as he signed a new defense deal with Greece, worth about £2.5 billion. Mr. Macron said that efforts to increase European military autonomy were even more vital after the scrapping of his government's submarine deal with Australia. The Europeans must stop being naive, he said. When we are under pressure from powers which at times harden their stance, we need to react and show that we have the power and capacity to defend ourselves, not escalating things, but protecting ourselves. And France will be host of a European defense summit next year that is likely to be dominated by discussions of a so-called EU army, and they are taking care of the presidency beginning January 1 for 6 months. Now, the European Council president said at the annual Charlemagne Prize event, which celebrates European unity, stronger allies make stronger alliances. 2022, therefore, will be the year of European defense. So here you have it. These are the plans. We have to wait and see how quickly those plans will come into fruition. But it doesn't appear it will take an awful long time. The downfall of the United States is continuing with incredible speed. And so Europe will step up. The Bible prophesies clearly that Europe will become a very powerful, military, united bloc, and will ultimately be in less than friendly terms with the United States. In fact, we can say clearly from the pages of the Bible, it will attack militarily the United States, believe it or not. We have prepared a new booklet. It's free of charge, Evil Empires and Evil People, Wild Beasts of the Bible. This book that talks about powers like the European Union and other powers. And the Bible compares them with wild beasts. You might wonder why that is. This booklet explains it. And it also shows you what is going to happen in the very near future. So we will keep you informed about what is happening, whether people believe it or not. And I thank you for your attention. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.